Welcome everyone to NTSY Kollel's Mishnah Yomi program. We will be starting with Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The first Mishnah tells us Arba Rosh Hashanah Mehim. There are four different Rosh Hashanahs. Be'echa B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim V'L'Argalim. The first day of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim, which are Jewish kings. When they wrote Shtaros, they used to date it by the date of the king. So if it was a Jewish king, they would count the years from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'L'Argalim, in terms of the year starting, the cycle of the Argalim starts on Pesach. That's a nafkamina for the Isser of Baal Ta'achar of delaying a karban. Be'echa be'elah Rosh Hashanah l'Maiser Behema. The first day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah for Maiser Behema. When you take off Maiser Behema, you can't take Maiser from one animal born in one year for that goes on an animal born in a different year. So that's you born the same year. The cutoff for that is Rosh Chodesh Elul. However, Rabbi Ezra Shimon Omrim Be'echad B'Tishrei. They say, no, it's the first day of Tishrei. Be'echa B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'Ashanim. V'la Shmitin, v'la Yovlos, v'la Natia, v'la Yerakos. The first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Shanim, which is explained to mean actually non-Jewish kings, whereas we said Jewish kings are counted from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, non-Jewish kings are counted from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. V'la Shmitin, v'la Yovlos, the Shemitah year and the Yovel year, where it is usher to work the land, that starts on Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei. V'la Natia, in terms of counting the tree for the years of Arla, and Netar Ravai, in the first 3 years, you can't use the fruit of the tree. In the fourth year, you have to take the fruit to Shalim and eat it there. That year starts on Av Tishrei, and Leirakos is Meiser for Leirakos. Again, just like by Meiser Behema, you can't take off Meiser from vegetables of 1 year that grew in 1 year for vegetables that grew in another year, so you have to have a cutoff date, and that date is Av Tishrei. Be'echa B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, Kitzav Rebbe Shammai, Be'sel Oimrim B'chamisha Asar Bo. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, which is either for Maaser Peiros, again, the same concept that we've been talking about, but with fruit, or for Maaser Ani, the cutoff date for that, according to Beis Shammai, is the first day of Shvat, according to Beis Hillel, is Tu B'Shvat, and that is the first Mishnah. Mishnah Beis tells us, Barba Prakim Ma'ilam Nidon, the world is judged at four times, but Pesach Al Tvua, on Pesach, when we bring the carbon Omer, we're judged on how much grain we're going to receive. But Seres Al Peiros Ilan, on Shavuos, when we bring the Shtei Halechem, which is considered fruit, we know, actually, this week's Parshas Ekev Chita, is when the Shevas Aminin, so we bring the Shtei Halechem, which is made from wheat, we're judged on the fruit, how much fruit we're going to get. Rosh Hashanah, which is Av Tishrei, Kol Bayolam Over in Lefanev Kivnei Maron, everyone passes before God like sheep, which means that just as sheep, they go out from a pen one at a time, so too we all pass through God in judgment individually. Shenemar Hayotzer Yachal Libam, Hamevin Alkamaseh, and the Bartanur explains that this pasuk means Hayotzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Roa Yachalibam, Umevin al Kol Maaseihem. He sees everyone together and is able to look at them all individually. So as we come to judgment on Rosh Hashanah, we're all coming as one nation. We come as a tzibor, but God looks at us individually. Uvechag, Nidonin al Maim, and on Sukkos, we're judged on how much water we're going to get, because that is when we bring the Nisach HaMayim, special on Sukkos. Halacha L'Moshe Sinai tells us that we every day of Sukkos we do Nisach HaMayim, and that is the first two Mishnayos of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And we should have matzah tzlacha with this project going forward.